Welcome to the Outside of Media Group, where we talk battle rap from top tier, mid tier to lower tier. There's no biases here. And today, we're going to talk about this Lou Castro Street Hands battle that just dropped. It. Me and KTL, we've been debating about this battle for a while. Of course, if you're listeners and if you're a supporter, a subscriber, you know we've been talking about this battle for a while. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about it. We're going to let two other people talk first, and then we're going to get down to me and him, you know, actually discussing everything else. But right now, everybody introduce yourself, and we're going to get to it.
Well, this power in the building. Get that?
Kareem, Chicago Southside, ASAP shit, man.
All right. So let's get to it. Caleb, you want to take over? Go ahead. I'm gonna step back real quick. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, yo. So you know what I mean? Let's get right into it. You know what I mean? Good battle overall. I fucks with it heavy. You know what I mean? Like I think the cats did what they were supposed to. So I think it's a good release. I wish they would have released it a little bit earlier in the day. But it is what it is though. Let's just jump into this first round, man. Correct. First round.
I honestly felt like Castro took the first round to me.
Okay.
Street Hems was good the whole match, but I don't know. I would say one thing. He might have to drop some of these obscure anime bars that he sometimes use. Like, it just never go over well. Like, I know the references, so they fire to me, but most people just don't know the reference. It's not going over well. But.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to keep my opinions out to the end. But, they, you know, I mean, I see what you're saying. What about you, Paru? How'd you call the first?
Well, but one more thing. The first round is very debatable. It could go to Street, too. Like, it's a debatable round. I edged it to Castro.
Okay. Now, yeah, go ahead.
I got Castro. I don't edge nothing. He got the round clear, man. He was kind of – Street was kind of boring to me.
Okay.
I mean, I just couldn't fuck with none of his – I just couldn't ride with him, man. I had Castro winning the first round clear.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you know what I mean? Then let's go to the second, man.
Boy, second was clear, too.
He it's fucked clear. Up the parable. He fucked up the parable, man. Like, oh, my God. He stumbled way too. Got the second either, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
Because it was just the choke was too bad, man. And I don't know. I thought the parable might have been more his best material of the round, but he kind of fucked that up. But yeah, he had some shit still, but
like Dre likes to say, he couldn't believe he was doing it.
Couldn't believe he was doing it. He was decent, man, but his choke was almost Lux. I'm saying Lux, I ain't gonna bring that up, but I'm just saying it was just too long.
It was just a bad choke.
Yeah, man, it was too bad. It looked like he was about to get it. Saga was like riding with him, like in the background, and I was like, okay, here we go. Then the choke happened. I was like, well, that's going downhill.
Yeah, that's a shame, man. All right, so and then what about the third round, man?
I got the third.
I have to watch the third one over. I'm not finna call the third round. I got Castro winning the battle, but I have to watch the third round.
Okay.
I kind of fuck with old Castro's third, the first half. I personally fuck with it. Shit. Same shit. I'm saying so. I fuck with the same shit, and I think it didn't hit hard. He didn't stay on topic. Not saying topic, but he just didn't stay the course. I think he could have hit hard if he would have went into it a little deeper. But I just couldn't hear
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel what you're saying. So, you know what I mean? So Dre, you want to get into this now? You know what I mean? I know you've been waiting to talk your shit. I'll let you go first.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm easy. Go ahead. Talk your shit, man. Talk your shit.
All right, man, you know what I mean? Yeah, I got I agree with Kareem, you know what I mean? I think the first round is debatable. I think it's a preference round, in my opinion. I think, you know what I mean, it comes down to, like, what type of approach you prefer more. I think that Street had the more, you know what I mean, like, the more pen work, But I think Lou just had like more, you know what I mean? He was more aggressive with it. And I mean, I know a lot of people, like they fuck with that style. So, I mean, however you call it is how you call it. I think the battle is decided in the first. But I got Street in the first. Him's choked in the second badly, you know what I mean? Posey voice badly.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Hey, yo, we're going to get to that. Hold up. We got to talk about that, too. But, you know what I mean? And Lou was kind of bombing the second round, man. So he lost that, you know what I mean, clearly. The third round, I got Street Hims taking that clear, you know what I mean? I got him taking the third because I feel like first off, I feel like he had the biggest moment of the battle in the third, you know what I mean? I feel like he had a lot of things that connected. And the third, like, I feel that Lou's third round, you know, I mean, like, first off, I think that he began the round with a bit of a dry angle, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, I appreciate that it was some real shit, you know what I mean? And that he shared that, but like, I don't think that it resonated very well with the crowd. It didn't hit too super hard for me. And then like, he kind of started stumbling over his kind of fucking up. So I got Street mm-hmm. taking the third clear. I got Street Hims 2-1, you know what I mean, first and third. But overall, I think it was a really good battle. You know what I mean? I'm glad that it finally dropped. I hate they waited this long. But I think these cats definitely deserve another shot, man. I think their stock will go up from this. But go ahead, Dre.
All right, so we've been waiting for this for a long time, and I've been saying the same thing since we watched it live, man. I said, Lou Castro, 2-1, pretty, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been going back and forth, you know, throwing out here and there, you know what I mean? This is what we do, you know what I mean? But now is the time when the battle has finally dropped. So now all the little extra, you know, because we seen it now. Not everybody seen it, so of course they didn't get to see the joint. So the masses have seen it. Just me and you battling. You get to hear it from other people's point of view, and like everybody's talking about it now. But I'm gonna just start with my point of view off top. That first round, and let me get something before I go. Street Hims is nowhere near trash. Nowhere near the yos, he's amazing with the pen work. It's just the setting and your material is not hitting in this setting. Now, if he goes somewhere like iBattle or KOTD, where people actually watch anime and stuff like that, yo, he will be a god. But you're in a UR rail setting, yo, and a lot of the people in this setting, they look for certain things. We don't get that. You know, this goes back to our earlier conversation about like the hood movie references and the anime references. You know, a lot of the people from URL, they hood movie babies, all that the Don't Be a Menace, the Fridays, the Martins, all that came up back in the day. You got to think a lot of these people, that's part of that culture. I don't care how old you are. At one point in a time in your life, you are going to watch Boys in the Hood and Menace. Why? Because that is a staple in this culture. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So I said that to explain. To now we get back to the battle. All right?
Wait. But you could say Mike P. Some of Mike P's craziest material is anime / game shit.
True. I'm not going to stick on this right now. We're going to get to that. You know, we're going to get back to that later. I'm just explaining my point of it. All right. So listen.
All right.
A lot of hood people that don't really watch anime, they don't get those bars. And this is your setting is the URL right now. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people don't watch anime. So a lot of the stuff that was probably good material, we don't get that. And if you're going to do anime bars, like the homie brought up, Mike P, bring up something like Dragon Ball Z or something like somebody, okay, I think I know something about that. When you're bringing up these mystery underground anime bars that nobody know about. They're not gonna react to it because they don't know what the hell you talking about. If you say anything about Friday, people know what you're talking about. But you know, let me get back off of that. Street Hymns Bars was dope. It's just that a lot of people can't relate to that. And then once Lou Castro come in and he's talking regular street hood stuff that people can relate to, performing it and aggression and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, it's an aggressive sport. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's starting to get into this moist era with shit like other things that we was talking about in the earlier show. Yes, the moist era. You know what I'm saying? It's the moist era. Motherfuckers out here is weird. And shit, you know, never mind. All right. So Lou Castro came straight out punching, you know, that aggressive style. To me, I gave the first to Lou Castro. You know what I'm saying? He performed well. His boss was put together, man. It's just, it's everything that a lot of people want to see. All right. Second round. Man, Street Hymns was doing good, yo. He was doing good, man. Listen, I'm not a hater at all. The way I talk might make you think that way because in a point, I'm going to prove my point and I'm going to tell you how I feel, but I'm not a hater. If I'm a hater, I'm an equal opportunity hater. I hate on everybody. So it's not special. You know what I'm saying? I got things about other people that I hate on, but you know what I'm saying? It's just something between me and KTL when I talk about Street Hymns, nothing personal about him. You know what I'm saying? But he was cooking up until the point that he had that little slip, stumble, and then he fell. It was like, damn it, man. It was real. Like, I'm a fan. Like, I like what he do, but in this setting is not good. Like, and then that stumble is way worse than what you see on this. When they added it, oh, it's way worse than that. Even though it was about like 10 seconds on here, it was about a minute on the live. He was walking around saying, hit it, Caleb.
I'm not saying it, man.
Hit it, Caleb. Come on now. Come on now. Say it with me.
Oh, my God.
Say it with me. I can't believe I'm doing this. Never. I can't. Yo, so it was worse than what they show right there on the YouTube version. So the people that actually got to see it live know how bad that choke was. And that's the reason why a lot of people gave Lou Castro that round before he even got the rapping. And I'm not even at Lou Castro's part yet, but he finally got it back together. But after that choke, man, it's like, ah, I can't give you that round, man. Material was dope, but man, that bad on the live. You think it looks bad on the YouTube? It was worse live. You know what I'm saying? But Lou Castro came in the second. I think it was the best round. This is his best round right here. You know what I'm saying? This boy, he was talking that shit. I'm not gonna give something like that, but he was talking that shit, man. Like, this is what we like to hear, you know what I'm saying? Certain people. All right. So, all right, we get to this third, man. And I can say that yes, the Ram in the Bush ball was dope, man. But I can't really see too much more out of that round that really was that powerful, man. Like, he had some bars. I'm going to look at it again. You got to think about it. Since we've seen it live, this is my second watch. You know, we listened to it once, and then we, you know, I watched it on the visuals or whatever. So I didn't really see too much that stood out on that third, even though that was his best round. That was Street Hymns' best round. But to me, that doesn't mean that he beat that round. You know, Lou Castro was cooking all three rounds. You know, that was something personal for Lou Castro saying that about his grandma, right? That right there was personal to him. He wanted to get that out. And I understand people, he didn't get it out. Yes, he's talking about his grandma. Sometimes you might get choked up. You know what I'm saying? You talk about a real life situation that he's been dealing with. So, of course, he may get choked up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But then once he got back into his bag, he was cooking. The room was breaking in there. You know, he had a lot of people going crazy in that room, man. So I don't know, man. I see it as low key a 30. He might have edged every round. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that Street Hems is bad. He just had two battles to drop today. That tells you something about this brother's talent. But it's just something about the arenas that he's in. Like, when you're in bullpen, of course, you know, everybody knows your name is Cheers. Hey, it's Street Hems. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you get more love. But when you go to URL and we want to hear something else, or the crowd want to hear something else, that's not flying. You're not going to get that extra benefit of the doubt. But like I called, I got it, Lou Castro, 30, man, 30. Nobody. He edged, slightly edged that third is what I call it. So, I mean, slightly edged. I mean, I might watch it again tonight, and I might fuck around to say that he won it. But as of right now, I got Lou Castro, 30.
So it's a 30 nugget, man? It's a whole 30 piece, man?
Yeah, I'm calling it the 30 piece right now. I'm calling it the 30 piece right now, man.
God. Oh shit, man.
Hey, man, listen, I'm not the only one. Your animal put this in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the only one that said it's a 30, man.
Hey, man, I think it's a 30.
I've seen some people, you know what I mean, like say it's a 30. I've also seen like a good amount of people saying Hems 2-1. So I mean, it's just that's kind of what you want out of a battle, honestly. Like I don't really like too much of a one-sided battle. I like something I can go back and watch again and be like, damn, maybe this motherfucker did win, you know what I mean? Or damn, maybe this motherfucker didn't win, you know what I'm saying? Like certain type of shit. Like It's a good rewatchable battle, man. And honestly, like I said, I think the cats deserve more shots on URL.
All right, look, while I got this moment, I'd like to give a shout out to Street Hems and Lou Castro for retweeting the poll that I put out. You know, tomorrow we'll probably do a little quick little segment inside of a show where we let go of the results of that. But I like to give a big shout out for them to even recognizing our platform and retweeting us so we can get these results.
I think both of their stocks go up today. You know what I mean? Hems had two battles that dropped. Lucas,
oh, yeah. Hey, yo.
He had four PGs. Well, this was his fourth PG. Let me say that. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Finally having another battle that dropped on URL, that'll help his cause a lot. You know what I mean? Like, he might get booked for this band shit or whatever, anything that's coming up.
It's crazy how many PGs don't drop, man.
Bro, I'm going to keep it real, man. Kareem, I said, and Paru, y'all let me know if I'm bugging here, man. I heard this shit live, but I was like, hey, man, this should be the motherfucker that's on URL. Fuck Twerk. Like,
yeah, but you got to think about it. He got discovered first. If Luke been discovered first with that style of energy, it would have been him. But you know what I'm saying? They actually just seen they seen, and they got the same style. So I can't market both of y'all with the same style. You know what I'm saying? They chose Twerk. They're gonna get Lou in. They're working Lou into the shuffle now because you know you see what it is.
Like you said, you know what I mean? My problem is, like you said, there can't be two people with the same style. You know what I mean? You see that Twerk kind of took the Prez Mafia style, and Prez is kind of the fuck up out of there now. I don't think Lou gets very far because Twerk has already reached these heights. You know what I mean? I feel like he has a ceiling now that I don't know if it's deserved or not. You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's just the luck of the draw or whatever, but that shit's kind of ass to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's the machine. It's a URL machine. It's not a fair playing ground. So, I mean, once you understand that, I mean, either accept it or move on, but that's exactly what it is. I don't think it's right either. You know what I'm saying? The brother, you know what I'm saying? He worked on his style, you know, him and Twerk about best friends and stuff like that. Like Street Ham say, that's my best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was dope right there, but they actually be around each other enough to Twerk, you know what I'm saying? His style grew on him, but Twerk was actually getting that shine, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's, you know, there's all the teams, so I still think this year he's going to get at least two plates. So, That's great. And Street Hems, he's great for this year. You ain't got to worry about that. He got Flacco in what, 4 days?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's the 12th, the 13th, something like that.
Yeah, so he's good. He's going to start off with that one. This year, he just had two battles drop today. He got the Flacco L battle that's about to come. Yo, Street Hems is straight. Yo, his stock is going through the roof. And I think this is a good win for Lou, saying that Street Hems stock will be rising. Like, yo, I already beat that guy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, things should work out, you know what I'm saying, with the level of talent that Street Hems and Lou Castro have. I think they both, it'll work out, man.
I know that they had Lou versus Dre Dennis, and I heard that that Lou kind of lost that, you know what I mean, like kind of badly. So I'm hoping that, you know what I mean, maybe like he can get another plate before they drop that, if they even drop it, you know what I mean? Like that way, like at least his stock can be kind of preserved, you know what I mean? He gets another shot. Because I mean, Dre Dennis, as much as people like to joke, he's not completely type ass, man. Like, he's been stuck in the PGs, but it's not because he doesn't say dope shit, though. You
know? But we already know that just the URL system is not a fair playing ground, you know what I'm saying? That man should have been on Born Legacy or something like that, tearing shit up. It's just, if they get it's something about you they don't like. You know what I'm saying? Norbs didn't let a guy get a PG off of some personal shit. Like, yo, this is a business. You putting your personal feelings into something. You know what I'm saying? So,
but Drake, how the hell are you going to say? Okay, let me ask you this question here. Street Hems is going to just had a battle draw. And you saying he's next in line or something like that. These niggas is not going to have too many Bible versus Four Horsemen niggas in one, you know what I'm saying, one on the URL. They just let Loso on like last year.
I don't
and
know.
Avor is just coming up.
I kind of think that you could do that, but you just don't put them all on the same card. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's another one, because it's like, that's almost like saying, like, I can't really just say that you can't be here because like other cats are here that have the same beliefs as you. You know what I mean? That's like saying there's too many gun bar rappers. Like,
I don't disagree with you, but I'm just saying I don't think they're gonna push homeboy like I think he is.
Let me say this, man. Shit, if URL don't accept it, man, ARP got that bag, man. Street don't take the bag, dog.
Yeah.
Go fuck with ARP and them. I just feel like
the gun bars are acceptable. Like they kind of a staple. Like the fans kind of want that on URL.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody said that today, and like I didn't necessarily agree with it, but somebody was like, okay, so such and such can like, so like certain people can have the same like angle or whatever all the time, but like, and people get tired of it, but like no gun bars, you know what I mean? And I was like, I guess
let me ask you a question here, Caleb. Go ahead. My bad.
No, I'm just saying, I guess it's because you can do like it so differently, you know what I mean?
So
like,
let me ask you this question here. Why can't Loso and say gun bars?
I don't think it's that they can't. Like, I don't think it. Loso and Saga were doing the imagine it, like the gun bar type of thing. It's just like people try to look at them funny. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, you a Christian? You're not supposed to do this.
So everybody's the devil now? I'm just being debating. So everybody on URL is like the devil, or just don't believe in God, or just can't relate to. Everybody's a street nigga, basically. You know what I'm saying? Nobody went to church before. Is what I'm saying.
I'm not gonna say they all are, but everyone wants to portray themselves as one. You know what I mean? Because like that's how you get accepted over there on the, you know what I mean, the hood platform. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta for the most part, you gotta portray yourself as some type. Even look at Loso and Saga. You know what I mean? They still pass, but they still like. They feel like they have an element of hood pastor to them. You know what I mean? They're not a Joel Osteen type of pastor. You know what I mean? Posted up, like, you know what I mean, $50,000 suit in your fucking all types of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have at least some, and that's kind of part of what I think like the people's issue is with Street Hems so far is like. They're like, okay, he doesn't really give much of an authentic like hood feel to him. You know what I mean? Like I I believe that he, like, lives or has lived in the hood, you know what I mean? But he's not going to be, you know what I mean, slinging crack, banging straps, like, gang banging, all types of shit. Like, that's just, he's a different type of cat, man. So, I mean, if they're not trying to rock with that, then shit. It's other top platforms you could be fucking with, you know what I mean? Get the bag, whatever means necessary. That's my opinion on it, honestly.
Right, man. I just was just like, I just don't think the homie gonna get pushed. Like, I don't think so, man. They'll probably push Lou Castro.
Lightweight, he can be the king of John John's league right now. You know what I mean? Because John John had been said that he was like trying to, like when he started that, he wanted to make like a platform where they didn't have to be on URL. You know what I mean? Like where they could get money and get names outside of URL. But I mean, just like these cats chose to chase the system, you know what I mean? I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, but, like, Bad News, Loso, Riggs, you know what I mean? Fucking PC with Trez, like, is his top star. And this is – that's another – all right, y'all feel like –
I mean, it's where the money at, so.
We need – Dre, where the fuck you at? We need to have a talk about this shit real quick. Because these motherfucking URL.
Let's talk. I'm letting y'all talk. You know me.
I know you got something to say about this. Because King of the Dot does it less, but like it's more URL based. The top leagues, like they get all of their talent by sniping these cats. You know what I mean? Like they sit there and they like snipe the top talent from like where the fuck they're at, you know what I mean? So these farms league can't be anything more than farm leagues because at the end of the day, like you're gonna go where more money and exposure is at. You know
how do they snipe this? How do they snipe the top talent though?
Because
who do they snipe?
Let me put it like this. You know what I mean? Say look at the bullpen starting class. It was Hims, Loso, Sheffield, Riggs, Bad News, and Pete.
And you think URL want all them?
They've all.
Nah, they definitely don't want all them.
That's what I'm saying. They only wanted one person.
They already tried some of those guys out, and it didn't work. So.
Except for
PC. Hey, hold on, real quick, Caleb. Hey, you wanna let the other two guests in and get their opinion on the?
Yeah, hold up. Yeah, I got you. Hold up, let me unmute.
Oh, Pujols in the building, man. Shout out to that nigga, man.
Yeah,
I was gonna let him introduce himself and shit. Go ahead, introduce yourself, and we're gonna catch y'all up on what we're talking about.
Oh. Lord Pujols, what's happening, y'all? Y'all good? I don't even know what's going on, bro. I'm at work. I just want to talk some better rap. What's good?
All right, right now we're talking about the Lou Castro Street Hands battle. How you call that, man?
Debatable. When I seen it in, like, when that shit came out, August or some shit. I see. Yeah, it was. Bro, I had Castro damn near 30, but on the playback, I was sleep on a lot of Street Ham shit, bro. I don't know. I think I'm leaning towards Castro 2-1, but if a nigga say Street Ham, I'm not mad at all. Nigga third was crazy.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope.
Hey, y'all on site? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, but yeah,
your mic a lot better too, man.
Hey, yo, but back to what the point that I was making originally was, you know, I mean, like out of all of them six cats, PC is the only one who hasn't been on there, and he booked but he just like it didn't end up going through. So like out of that, you know, I mean, like the top cats from each league, they get picked up by URL, and I understand like people consider that the major leagues, you know what I mean. But that also kind of enforces a monopoly, like where, okay, if you're like your top people, like if they all going through the system, you know what I mean? Like you can't get any higher than just basically a glorified farm league, you know what I mean?
But who did they get though, Caleb? I don't understand who they getting.
What do you mean? Okay, let me go through a list.
Because I'm gonna say this, I vouched for JC to come back to URL. I mean, that's not vouching, but I was on Twitter like, get back to URL. How can you get on URL? Blah, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. That's well, the only one I can think of.
JC, like, JC was is less of a – because he kind of made his name mostly, like, on URL. What I'm saying is, like – because that was a different time back then. JC, like, after he left URL, he went to do, like, RBE, which I can appreciate that. That's still, like, a top league. But what I'm saying is, like, okay, so you had, like – one of the few people that really got scouted from out there in Detroit. Jonah got, like –
they took Jonai. I'm not gonna say took that. That's the wrong word. But what I'm saying, like, you got like Jonai, all the cats that I just named. You know, what I mean, you got the fucking let's see who else. Like it we go hard. You got like Chess, Steams, fucking Dougie. Actually, Dougie's kind of fell off. But what I'm saying is, like, if you get to a certain level, then they're gonna like try to scout you, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're chasing like what you feel is best for your career, but I think it just leaves it to where like it's always gonna be like, oh, the top few leagues. Like there's no room for bullpen to get like to the top of the one of the top leagues and shit, and like for these other ones, man. I don't know. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm bugging.
But that's I think. I understand. I think I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying that everybody knows that URL is the NBA. Everybody, like, I got to go through college, the D league, whatever, to get to that platform. So I think they know that if I'm on bullpen, I'm going to get busy over here until I can get that call from URL to go up to the next league to get to the next level. Because that's what everybody going to measure you as. Okay, you did good over here, but what you going to do on the big stage? They know that.
I feel you, but, like, what I was saying was, like, John said that he established bullpen. Like, he didn't establish it just to be a farm league, but it just kind of turned into that because people, like, want to follow the system. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if you still had Loso and Trez, and you know what I mean? Like, all these cats, like, still on there. I'm not saying they won't battle on there, but what I'm saying is he probably could have built that pretty high up, you know what I mean, just off because John's got the bag. He can give y'all the bag. He can, like, get the names through his connections and whatnot. Like, I don't know, man.
I think it got to do with the market. And I don't think Atlanta's, like, I'm not knocking Atlanta. Anybody from the South that's on here, more power to you. But I don't think Atlanta's that battle rap market as big yet, you know, as like it was in Houston or Carolina, New York. L.A.'s starting to be a bigger market. I don't think Atlanta's that market yet, but so I mean, I don't know, man. Hey, Drake can jump in, Pujols, y'all got this.
Do you think John feel the way that his talent going to URL, or do you think he happy that they getting that look on a big stage?
I can definitely tell you, he said before that, like, kind of that he was feeling a way, but it's like okay, yeah, I'm happy to see you succeed because you my boy, you feel me? But at the same time, like, he was like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I could have done this for you, though. Like, because, like I said, he put, like, a public Twitter post out there saying that, like, whenever I created – I'm going to see if I can find it. But, like, he was like, whenever I created this, it wasn't just to be, you know what I mean, like, to a league, basically. Okay.
With him saying that shit, he feel that way. Why is he still battling on URL then? Like, how he can go over there and battle on the big league, but he feel away when his talent go battle on the big league?
That's a great point.
That's a great point. Let me say this. In my opinion, like, I feel like that's, you know what I mean? First off, he said that this year is his last year battling anyone. You know what I mean, he said he's going to go out with a bang. But I feel like it might be like he feels like he's giving his league more exposure, you know what I mean, going over there. But I mean, I see what you're saying. I just like...
Like, I understand that, but it's like the same thing. Like he said, John do it, Arson do it. What's the nigga name that just had a battle with Jack Boy? Steams do it. Everybody know the top gunners, the owners know what league it is. It ain't them. I mean, everybody just know you got to go to the big dogs to play the game.
Hey, let me give a little history lesson real quick. But, at one time, it was just grind time, and that was mostly backpackers and stuff like that, right? Really wasn't too street. They had some street guys in there, but then comes street music and cultural knowledge, aka smack, and that was strictly for the streets, and that's what people wanted. Yo, it's still places that backpack rap, but it's not. It's, you can't fault the machine for actually giving the streets what they want. And we know out of every culture, the street culture is dominant everywhere. This little hood culture dominates everything. It moves the actual cultures. So when Smack made things happen and they grew over time, it was just for the streets. It still had grind time for the backpackers and stuff like that, but they actually had street dudes. Now, let me say this. Even back in the day, Caleb, Top Hat guy, what's his name? white suit, top
Soul
hat.
Khan.
Exactly. Soul Khan, he was a backpacker, came up there and ripped people. We accepted, like, the streets accepted him. They loved that shit. But for the most part, it was all street stuff. So you, that's what the movement is. That's what this culture is. And what you're getting, the respect that you're getting from the URL is street respect. Because that's all they built their platform on. Street respect. That's it.
I mean,
talking with Street Hams, man. He's got street in his name.
Go ahead. Talk to him, Kareem.
Right. That shit ain't going to fly, man. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying, right, to, be, I've been trying to be cool with the whole way I'm saying it, but ain't nobody trying to see that, man. We got B-Dot, we got Loso already, got Saga. Like, yeah, we're not trying to make this no religious war, man. It's cool to have different little varieties in there, but you know what URL is about, man. Hey, yo. If you don't want to hear about glocks and strap, boxes pat, well, bitch, stop boxing smack. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is.
Keep going.
Y'all didn't like what Street Hams was rapping about? Like, I kind of like.
No, I like what he's talent, rapping about.
Bro. Like, let's say, like, because half of us in here battle, bro. I feel like it's easier to do the shit we do. Gun bar, fuck your bitch bar, knife bar. This shit we rap about. And these niggas get up here and the shit Street Hams was saying, I was like, damn. How is he thinking of this shit, bro?
He was saying some crazy stuff. I just feel that he got to tone down the anime references because people don't be catching it like that. Like,
that was my bitch, right?
I don't know nothing about
that. If you're
going to
do it, you got to pick more known animes, man. You can't pick something too obscure, man. You got to stick to DBZ or occasional Naruto or some shit. Like,
he trying to do fucking One Piece and all that type of shit.
Yeah.
All
right. And maybe he's doing it just strictly for his fan base, which is cool. That's dope too. But for the majority of the people on this platform, we don't look at that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can't get mad when people don't respond or even like them bars, because we don't like that shit. We'd rather hear the Millions Friday bar than hear something about some anime that we don't know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So once he gets that balance of not, you know, you got to pick your places where to do that at. You know what I'm saying? Do that on, like, if you go to KOTD and do that, I'm pretty sure the pocket protectors is going to be sweating. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be goddamn, it's going to be Yu-Gi-Oh cards everywhere. They're going to make it rain. Dragon Ball Z and all that, but
stop that.
I'm just saying. The people that understand that, they're love it, but you're not going to get the same reception everywhere. URL, they not really trying to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the same shit. Do I gotta hit the QP one more time, man? You know what it is. It's been this way. It's smack forever. That's one reason why QP is who he is. That one bar right there to basically let you know what smack is. If you don't want to hear this shit, stop watching smack. This is what smack is. Go somewhere else. There's other leads you can rap in. But right now, and we on smack, this is what we talking about, because this is what the motherfucker hood niggas do. My bad. I'm muting up.
Yeah, you can rap that shit, but because Mike P and Daylight do it often, like animes or rap shit, like some of their biggest bars ever. But you just got to do it right. Like, it's you got to really be choosy. Like, you can't pick anything too obscure. That's the only thing Street Hams need to work on, like, really. Picking the animes that people know, man. Like, it's only two or three, really.
Y'all probably gonna see him one more time, man. Y'all not gonna see him no more on URL for the rest of the year, bro. That's my opinion. I don't think we gonna see him probably one more time, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, that one more time might be a great performance. And if he tailor his shit more to the URL crowd, he might be able to get more plate,
but
that's,
I don't think
not what URL want to hear.
But Dre, that's not in his platform. I'm not saying his platform. That's not his architect to do whatever. He just can't. I like Saga when he's talking about stop, make the bubble stop. That shit was fire. That's like the farthest he gonna go to making a being a criminal.
Hey, man.
It was fire, but come on, bro. You a Christian rapper, and you said you're going to drown a nigga to the bubbles.
That's crazy. Okay, then, homie. Why he can't say that, though?
He can say what he wants. It's just crazy. So, like,
why a Christian can't say he got that? I went to church before. I can't shoot guns. I've been around dope dealers.
Your whole religion is about saving people. Don't tell me you're gonna drown me in some holy water. You're not.
So what the fuck's the difference?
That's the B dot.
You're contradicting your beliefs if you're killing people and saving people.
Come on, man. But that's the same argument they try to use against B dot, though, man. Like, oh, you conscious this last
round. I've been saying B dot and contradicting. So
he can't rap like that?
Yeah, I'm about to say. So it.
No, you can. It's entertaining. You can. It's entertaining. It's just somebody gonna bring you up against you in a later battle and gonna look bad. Like,
you can rap however you want, bro. Don't have your slogan be "I'm here to save your soul" after you just drown me in some holy water in your rhymes, bro. All
right, man.
In my opinion,
I wouldn't give a fuck if Saga came out saying "bust nines across your head," blah 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 blah, and let it rip. That's it. It is what it is.
That's fine.
Said my grandfather been he was in church Sunday and he afternoon he gambling.
But is he the pastor? Like when you see a deacon and the deacon out here wilding, is that cool? After you just told me all this church stuff,
man, I don't give a fuck, man. I mean, I'm not saying I don't give a fuck, but I mean, I go to church. He gambling. I do the same thing. Sell drugs. So he was out here drinking and shit like that. It is what it is. It's life.
That's my point, though, bro. I'm not telling you not to do it, bro. A pastor telling me don't do that. You feel me? And then you getting up there doing it. No, leave. That's why I like A-Ward and Street Hymns better, more than Soggy and Loso, because they don't do that shit.
I mean, my whole thing, like, I agree with it, but, like, I think sometimes people kind of get it fucked up to where they're like, it's not like, just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you a pastor, though. I think some people, like, they're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you out here, like, trying to preach, you trying to, like, save souls. It's like, nah, like, kind of, but it's like, no, man, like, I'm not standing in front of everybody and doing this. I'm just kind of living my day-to-day walk, and I'm telling you what things are like on my side of the fence, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
I'm just going by their material. They're always talking about saving you and their material. If you was to talk about that in your material, it'd be different, because maybe you're a different type of Christian, but they're always talking about saving their opponents and shit like that. So, like, I don't expect you to contradict yourself. Like,
thanks. That's how I feel, too.
Hey, man, Kareem, all I'm saying is that ain't nothing wrong with saving your soul and then taking your life. You know?
I love to see savage Christian battle rapper, man. A savage Christian battle rapper would be fine.
That's how I'm a brand of myself.
Facts. Just promote yourself that way. Don't contradict yourself. I'm trying to do this for the Lord, then you killing it. Nah, bro, just be one of them wild niggas in the Bible, bro.
Bro, that's how I'm going to brand myself, man. I'm going to save your soul, and then I'm going to send you to the pearly gates, man, right after you saved. So ain't nothing wrong with it. You feel me?
That's fine.
Y'all act like y'all forgetting about the Crusaders, yo. Y'all act like y'all forget. Yo, them people was.
But that's not how they portrayed themselves. That's not how they portrayed themselves.
But those was Christians, though. Those were devout Christians, and they was taking your head off if you ain't believe. So there was people. You ain't always got to be like that and be Christian. These people would cut your head off, put it on a stake in the name of the Lord.
But Dre, why dress it up as imaginary gun bar? Nah, nigga, just be regular with your shit. Don't say,
no,
if I was to rap like you, this how I do it. This how I do it. If I was to rap like, nah, nigga, bro, stop trying to, bro, just do it, bro. I'll do it like this. Nigga, just rap, nigga. That shit. That's why I don't like them niggas.
Hey, man.
Nah, they don't want to fully go in like that. They don't want to take that risk, but.
Right, man. We done punched on this shit for a minute, man. But I think moral of the story, you feel me? Go watch Street Hymns and Lou Castro if you haven't, man. Form your own opinion.
Dope battle.
Yeah.
Definitely a dope battle. Definitely a good think piece. There's gonna be some great blogs and think pieces out here for this battle. So that tells you how good this battle is.
And thank Alrighty, me and Dre ain't gotta talk about this shit no more, man. We've been talking about this.
I'm gonna still throw my shots. Fuck that. Hey, because you know I'm gonna throw my shots because he gonna continue to throw his shots at Av and people like that. So I'm definitely gonna every time.
Throw my shots at Av if he loses, man. If he wins, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Okay, that's cool too, but you know, just you know me, I'm gonna definitely shoot back if you got something slick because it's out here. Even though they took out the part of "I can't believe I'm doing this," yo, you know what it is.
I don't know,
you
Dre. Definitely. That might not have happened. You might have just imagined that, man. I might have just bought the bullshit you sold me. You know what I mean? He might not ever.
That's okay. You can. This makes you lose credibility. Just keep talking. Just keep talking. That's all. Just keep going.
Hey man, I'm always credible, man. Top tier, mid tier, lower tier, all of that, man. Ain't no biasness here. But
yeah, I hear you, man. Go ahead, take us up out of here, man.
All right, man. Yeah, man. We out of here. Side of Media Group, KTL.
Yeah, 540 Dre.
Yeah, peace out, Kareem, man.
We got Pyru in the building. We got Lil Pujols in the building. I believe both of those brothers at their job, but I go ahead and sign them out too, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Outside of media, man, we out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.